Yael, we now know that the space shuttle Columbia burned up when it re-entered the Earth's atmosphere because its thermal insulation was damaged. But if the insulation was damaged during takeoff, why didn't the shuttle burn up on the way out of the atmosphere?
Well, Don, the space shuttle does get hot when it leaves the atmosphere, but not nearly as hot as when it comes back.
Why not?
Friction between the shuttle and the atmosphere makes for high temperatures. But two factors determine just how much friction there is: the speed of the shuttle and the thickness of the air.
I know the air is thickest near sea level because there are more air molecules there.
That's right. So when the shuttle takes off, it hits a lot of air molecules at first, which causes friction. But the shuttle is still going pretty slowly, so the friction is not too great, and the shuttle doesn't get very hot. By the time it gets to full speed, it's just about out of the atmosphere.
And there are fewer air molecules to make friction up there.
Right. Now, on the way back down, the situation is reversed. The shuttle starts off at full speed, and it actually uses the friction from air molecules like brakes to slow it down. So the shuttle goes through the thickest part of the atmosphere very, very fast, much faster than when it took off. The friction from re-entry can cause the shuttle to reach temperatures greater than 2,000 degrees Fahrenheit.
And that can be dangerous for the shuttle and its crew, as we learned when the Columbia was lost.
This moment of science comes from Indiana University, with production support from the Office of the Provost.
There are hundreds more moments of science on our website at amomentofscience.org, where you can also view videos and sign up for podcasts. I'm Don Glass.
And I'm Yael Cassander.